Grace and peace, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to Reconciled to God, where our focus is going to be on our reconciliation to our Creator, our Heavenly Father, the I Am That I Am, the Creator of heaven and earth, the Most High God, and the King of Glory. What does it mean to be reconciled to God? Let us understand the meaning of reconciliation. The verb form of reconciliation is to reconcile, and it means to bring into agreement or harmony, to make compatible or consistent. While reconciliation, a noun, is the act or process of making consistent or compatible. Therefore, reconciliation to God means to bring us into agreement or harmony, to make us compatible or consistent with the Most High God. Why reconciliation? Let us go into the book of 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 to 21. I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. How do we begin the process of reconciliation? Let us start by genuinely believing in our heart that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth would not perish but have everlasting life. And then we confess our sins. As written in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Then we need to repent, turn away from our old self. As it is written in Acts 3:19, repent therefore and turn back that your sins may be blotted out. And lastly, the constant position we want to take, which is to abide. And if we go into the book of John 15, verse 10, it says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So how do we find the commandments? How do we know of the commandments? The commandments can be found in the Holy Scriptures, the Bible. How are we able to keep the commandments? Let us go into the book of Joshua 1:8. I am reading from the King James Version. This book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt make good success. We can therefore conclude that for us to have a successful reconciliation journey experience, we need to meditate on the Word of God day and night. So, brothers and sisters, I am looking forward to this new journey that we're about to take together to stay reconciled to our Heavenly Father. I now call on you for us to say a prayer for forgiveness. Let's go into the scriptures in the book of Psalms, chapter 51. Have mercy upon us, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out our transgressions, wash us thoroughly from our iniquities, and cleanse us from our sins. For we acknowledge our transgressions and our sins are ever before us. Against thee and thee only have we sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, we were shapen in iniquity, and in sin did our mother conceive us. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make us to know wisdom. Purge us with hyssop, and we shall be clean. Wash us, and we shall be whiter than snow. Make us to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from our sins, and blot out all our iniquities. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Cast us not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from us. Restore unto us the joy of thy salvation, and uphold us with a free spirit. Then will we teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver us from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of our salvation, and our tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou our lips, and our mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would we give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou would not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thy altar. Amen. Brothers and sisters, my prayer is that you believe that God loves you so much that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to pay the ultimate price, to blot out our transgressions, to set us free from the bondage of sin and death. I also pray that the Lord God will create in us all a clean heart, and that he will renew a right spirit within us. In the next episode of Reconciled to God, we will be going into the commandment, going back to the foundation of the commandments of God. I'll be looking forward to sharing with you, and I pray that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forever. Amen. Bye for now.